being loaded. So I'm going to do a presentation on some work we've done for the past couple of years. A lot of it's been spurred by some grower issues, some ginning issues on the effect of harvest conditions on leaf hairiness and fiber quality. And really it spurs from instances of wet cotton arriving at gins. And really this is due to normally three factors, maybe a combination of the three, being immature cotton, so green balls, you know, a lot of green leaf, a lot of just plant matter on the stalk when we're harvesting, poor desiccation. So we're a predominantly stripper harvested environment. And so we're relying on a shot of a desiccant paraquat or a hard freeze before we go out there to strip. And then harvest conditions. So higher humidity during harvest time. You know, we got a huge number of acres in the High Plains and not a whole lot more guys farming them. So we're asking, you know, a lot to get every acre harvested in optimal conditions. We've also had a lot more uptake of those round module, those onboard module building strippers wrapping in that plastic, and that's where a lot of these issues have come from. So in terms of moisture content and quality concerns, there's been some work done in the past. A lot of it has to do with the ginning side once it gets to the gin. But we see with higher moisture content, we do see strength reductions. Some of our concerns lead more to the leaf grade issues that we see when we, you know, defoliate and harvest hair leaf varieties compared to smooth leaf varieties. There's a pretty good, you know, relationship there that we're increasing our risk of leaf grade with a hair leaf variety compared to a smooth leaf. There's also a strong link between humidity at the time we harvest, whether it's a picker or a stripper, and the moisture content of that harvested seed cotton. Again, a lot of the moisture work that's been done has kind of taken place once it gets to the gin and, you know, drying that lint or conditioning the lint by adding moisture to sort of find that good range of moisture content for ginning. So really what we want to look at is how does stripper harvesting affect this? There's not been a whole lot of work done on the High Plains with stripper harvesting and moisture content. And then, you know, we're going to throw in the variety component with the leaf hairiness. Again, we get, you know, more leaf grade, more leaf matter in our harvested lint in the basket with a hair leaf variety. If we're doing that harvest, if we're stripping at a higher humidity, it's more moisture not only in the lint itself, but also in the plant material. So we may be adding even more additional moisture in by taking in those hair leaf varieties. So it started in 2016. We had an on-farm, one of our variety trial locations that we used for the first year of the study. And we targeted two harvest conditions, low humidity and high humidity. And in the High Plains, typically it's not that hard to find low humidity conditions to harvest in. It's the higher end of things that usually is more of a challenge. So we had four varieties that we selected. We had two smooth leaf varieties, so Firemax 1830 and NextGen 3405, and then two hairy leaf varieties, Delta Pine 1522 and Phytogen 333. And we actually quantified the amount of leaf hair and bract hair or trichomes on the varieties from the fields. So we pulled leaf samples and bract samples, sent them down to College Station. Dr. Galen Morgan does a lot of work with looking at trichome densities of different varieties. And so his crew quantified the actual amount of trichomes per square centimeter. And here are those numbers. So on the right-hand side is our bract trichome density. Again, that's per square centimeter. And on the left is per leaf. So you see on the bracts, pretty low overall, especially compared to the leaves. Obviously, the 1830 kind of stands out in the blue bar. So 1522 is in green, 3405 in red, and 333 in yellow. You move to the leaf side of things, a lot more separation. You obviously see where those two hairleaf varieties sort of go way above the smooth leaf in terms of that trichome density. So in 2016, we didn't have a big impact on our conditions and variety interaction. There was no interaction between, you know, high humidity and low humidity and the hairiness of the varieties. We did see an overall interaction or overall effect of harvest conditions on a few things. Now, I want to point out that first part of the table is our relative humidity differences. So, you know, I roll my eyes too that there was a difference between 39% and 43%, but we logged it at every pass. So obviously we're talking about a 4% difference in humidity, not that big. We do see it reflected in the moisture content, barely, a very small difference. What was weird that we saw was a difference in uniformity. We certainly didn't expect to see that. I don't think that probably has anything to do with the conditions, but it was one of the only other fiber quality parameters that was different. Fiber strength, though, did show a difference. Again, that humidity difference is not very high. So it's hard to say that it's definitely a difference in humidity versus not, but it was consistent across our condition treatment. So it at least got us curious to see, you know, we should probably continue the study and do maybe a little bit better job of hashing out our treatment. So we did also did some fractionation data. So Dr. John Wanura's crew came and helped us harvest. They built micro modules. So we had a little bit of a dense 250-pound, just small rectangular module that we used to gin. I'm not going to show the fractionation data. It's really just by variety, but it didn't follow the leaf and bract trichome densities. But we did see, I guess, a little bit of evidence that maybe there's something going on there with the humidity levels and the harvest conditions. And again, this was conducted in a very narrow range of humidity. It started raining while we were out there, so we not only hit a high humidity day, but hit a rain day in the high plains, so two rarities at once. And so we just kind of had to keep going to get out of the field. So in 2017, we decided to take a little more controlled stance at this and did some trials in Halfway, Texas, and down in College Station, Snook, Texas, on research farms. So the Halfway location was stripped, and then we added a picker location down in Snook. We had the same varieties entered, except we replaced 3405 with 3522 from NextGen. And again, we wanted to target greater differences in humidities. The one thing we didn't do was create those micro modules. So we went back to bag samples because we had multiple locations, and trying to get one way wagon in Texas that makes a micro module back and forth between all those locations is going to be a little bit of a logistical challenge. And so we went with the bag samples for the first year, and everything was gin with Dr. Wanura there in Lubbock at the USDA Center. So here are those trichome numbers again. This is from, again, taken out of the field from the trial itself and looked at by Dr. Morgan's crew. Differences in the bract trichomes are apparent again between the smooth and hairy leaf varieties. The leaf trichome numbers are very different. It's a pretty stark contrast between the amount of trichomes on those smooth varieties compared to the hairy. This is seed cotton moisture content. So this is taken in the field as we're harvesting. So the green bar again is our Delta Pine. Blue is the Fibromax. The red is NextGen and yellow Phytogen. The hash bars are taken at high humidity. The solid bars are our low humidity. And we see that, again, higher humidity, we see that increase in moisture content of our harvested cotton. And we see a little bit of a trend that we have a little bit higher moisture with hairier varieties compared to smooth leaf. It's not an exact just clear-cut trend, but there's definitely a pattern there with differences at higher humidity harvest between those leaf hairiness. But by the time we reach the gins, this is that same, you know, cotton that we take out of the field at the feeder apron of the gin, where there's no differences. And I think a lot of this goes back to it being stored in those mesh bags for a week before we harvest it. So we're giving it plenty of time to dry out and equilibrate to its surroundings. We did see a difference in leaf grade, nothing to do with the harvest conditions, more to do with the varieties, but this is a trend that we've seen countless times. There's been a lot of work done recently, especially on leaf hairiness and leaf grade, and so this backs up a lot of the work that's been done recently. I'm going to go back to this slide. You know, there's a lot of things we didn't find out. This is kind of a year to learn how to do these trials the right way for next year. But the one interesting thing that we did see was the trichome numbers. So this is looking back at Halfway, same slide I presented a minute ago. And I just kind of want to, you know, key in on especially Delta Pine 1522 leaf trichome as we go from Halfway to Snook, Texas. So obviously different location, different environment, probably a different seed lot, but a very huge difference in leaf trichome density from one location to another within the same variety, to where it basically became, as far as our numbers are concerned, a smooth leaf when we moved to South Texas. So I thought that was one of the more interesting things out of the study. South Texas saw the same thing, differences in moisture content at different humidity levels at harvest. Time we get to the gin in those mesh bags, and for this location it was several weeks before we could get them ginned. Obviously those differences have kind of fleshed out. One interesting thing, and again, there's a lot of stuff that we saw different that we're not really sure, is it a real difference? Is it something that we did humidity-wise, or is it something else? But at both locations in 2017, we saw a higher mic when we harvested it at higher humidity range. And I kind of skimmed over it, but the high humidity in Halfway was average 48% compared to 31% at low humidity, so we had a 17% difference. In South Texas, it was at high humidity, 76 to 84%. Low humidity was a high 50. So we had a pretty good range of humidities, and we're seeing a micro and air difference, a tenth of a unit of micro and air difference, but still a difference. So that was one of the things a grower brought up that I'd never even thought of to look at. It's certainly not anything that I found when I was looking through past work on humidity, but we did see that humidity had an effect on micro and air. So sort of our preliminary conclusions for this, there's certainly a minimal impact of our conditions on fiber quality parameters, particularly those that we thought we may have a difference in, you know, leaf grade, and that relating back to color and trash. But we did see a consistent effect with leaf grade and some of our other quality parameters with the leaf hairiness, the trichome densities, backed up what we think we would see. Obviously, we see that differences in the moisture samples we capture in the field are gone by the time we get them to the gen. It's probably several things we did wrong there when we're trying to capture these differences. Obviously, we probably need to go back to a micro module to kind of capture more of that density that we're seeing in the field with commercial growers. And not storing them in mesh bags for weeks at a time would also probably be a pretty good move to maybe try to retain some more of that moisture that we're losing. And again, I think that wide variations in trichome density, this is some work that Galen's done in College Station several years now. But we do see a very big difference in trichome density within the same variety as we move across locations. Again, it's a seed lot number, with an environmental impact, combination of both of those or something else. It was interesting to note. So going forward with this, I think we're still going to push on it and try to do it. It's still an issue that we're seeing and something we're still trying to kind of get an idea of where our humidity levels need to be or where they shouldn't get to in terms of cutting off harvest. We probably need to go back to those micro modules again, get that dense module made, kind of more reflective of what we're going to see in a commercial setting with producers and their equipment. Attempt to limit some of that trichome density as much as we can. Obviously, we can only do as good as getting seed out of the same bag or same seed lot to try to minimize those differences and then see what the effect of that environment is from there. And then maybe move into our grower cooperators. There's a lot of growers, particularly as we move up in the panhandle, that have had this issue, and this has come from them or the gens up there. So we don't think it's probably going to end anytime soon. There's still going to be folks harvesting, stripping cotton at a higher than 50%, higher than 60% humidity, which is, for a lot of places, is normal. For us, it's kind of a cutoff. So maybe piggybacking on with a producer, especially somebody who's doing those round bale module building strippers and going from there. So I feel like it's more of a talk on how maybe not to do a harvest condition study than what we saw. This is what happens when you submit a title in September and you harvest in November. But, obviously some things need to change. If there's time for questions, I'd be more than happy to take them, though. Yeah, so the question was what leaf we sampled for the trichome. So we did the first fully expanded leaf, so usually that fourth node down from the terminal. Timing, that's a great question. It was usually in August. That doesn't do you a whole lot of good, I know, but it was usually during bloom when we sampled. Both years it was right around the first week of August for the High Plains. Of course, South Texas, I'm not totally sure when they sampled theirs, but it was that fourth leaf on both locations. Yes. We did look at BRAC, so it was that smaller set of bars that was on the left-hand side. It varied a little bit, but not nearly as much as... It was more consistent, it was more consistent, but I think we usually base... I think we were basing our hairiness values off what was on the leaf. And we sort of just usually we saw that a hairier leaf had a hairier bract, but the differences between bracts and differences between leaves were, No, absolutely, yeah, and that's why we tried to quantify those bract numbers as well, because we thought the same thing. No, we did not look at bract size. And that would be something we might need to take into account too. All right, I appreciate y'all's time.